Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on this special Ramadan transmission of the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. And a reminder, when you are making dua, yes, make dua for yourself and your family members. Make dua for your community, your neighborhood and society. And keep the ummah in your duas as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, that he grants relief to the ummah, that he grants shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the glorious month of Ramadan that so many people, so many of us are anticipating is finally upon us. Do you remember when people were saying, there's 1 month left for Ramadan, there's 2 weeks left, the countdown started, 12, 11, 10, 9, there's 1 week left, there's just few days left, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And the lucky ones, the fortunate ones get to experience the blessed and merciful month of Ramadan Mubarak, mashallah. Ramadan is a very special VIP guest, a special guest sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is full of blessings every moment of Ramadan. And so don't miss the opportunities. Take advantage. This is the peak spiritual investment period for the akhirah, for the hereafter, because the currency of the hereafter is good deeds. To earn thawab, to hasanat, to engage in good actions, and this is the time. Do we not remember that it is mentioned in the summary of a narration? Do a fard action in Ramadan, it is multiplied 70 times. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When else will you receive this kind of rewards that are multiplied manifold? But only in Ramadan. As a guest that is going to visit our homes, if we come to know that, hey, you know, a very important person is coming to visit, we will make the necessary arrangements. We'll make sure everything is spick and span. We will make sure that we prepare delicious meals. We will entertain the guest with our hospitality till the guest leaves. Even when the guest is there and they finish to eat, still we will be so happy that the guest chose our home to bless our home. Ramadan is here, and if we are experiencing Ramadan, if we are fasting, because it is compulsory for us, unless there is a valid Shari'i reason not to, or if the person is a child, a toddler. But remember, if we missed one fast in Ramadan without any valid Islamic reason, then even if we were to fast our entire life, we would never ever get that reward that one gets for fasting in Ramadan. So we're talking about welcoming this beautiful month. But before that, let's make some good intentions. Because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make the good intentions. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu azza wa jal. Don't waste away these precious moments of Ramadan in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, and things that have no real benefit for you and I in the dunya, in the qabr, or in the akhirah. Be smart, be wise. Keep your tongues moist with the dhikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with reciting salawat and durood paak, with istighfar, with the recitation of kalamullah, the glorious Quran, and with seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources and scholars. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there is a beautiful kalam. Let's listen. Try to recite along and we'll continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulullah, unzur halana. Ya Habib Allah, isma qalana. Innani fi bahari ghammin mughraqun. Khudh yadi sahil lana ishka lana. مولا روسیاں ہوں پر کرم میں دو جہاں کے تاجدار مولا اپنے غم نے اپنی الفت میں رولا زار زار مولا روسیاں سراسر ہے فریب دوستوں حسن گلشن میں سراسر ہے فریب دوستوں دیکھنا ہے حسن تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار دیکھنا ہے حسن تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار مولا احمد رضا کا دو جہاں کے تاجدار واسطہ احمد رضا کا دو جہاں کے تاجدار مولا یا رسول فرقت میں تیری روتا رہوں میں زار زار کاش فرقت میں تیری روتا رہوں میں زار زار مولا روسیاں
اپنے
ہو زار زار. کاش خدمت سنتوں کی میں صدا کرتا رہوں, کاش خدمت سنتوں کی میں صدا کرتا رہوں. اہل سنت کا صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار, اہل سنت کا صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار. سایہ کنا سر پر میرے ہے علی مشکل کشا, سایہ کنا سر پر میرے. لا فتح الا علی, لا سیف الا ذو الفقار. لا فتح الا علی, لا سیف الا ذو الفقار. یا رسول اللہ کرم میں تو حبیب اللہ کرم. مولا یا رسول اللہ کرم اپنی الفتح حبیب اللہ کرم. مصطفیٰ والی تیرے کس بات کا, مصطفیٰ والی تیرے عطار ڈر کس بات کا. کارگر ہوگا نہ تجھ پر دشمنوں کا کوئی وار, کارگر ہوگا نہ تجھ پر دشمنوں کا کوئی وار. مولا روسیاں آقا پر کرم میں دو جہاں کے تاجدار. مولا اپنے غم اپنی الفت میں رلاؤ زار زار.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ عز و جل. These kalams are designed to increase that love for Allah عز و جل and the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم deep in our hearts, to increase the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah in our hearts. When you listening recite and get your offspring also used to listening and reciting, above all, listen to Kalamullah, the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the glorious Qur'an. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As Ramadan is spreading its fragrances of mercies and bounties and blessings, this is a month in which the first 10 days are of mercy, the next 10 days are of forgiveness, and the last 10 days or the third 10 days is for freedom from the fire of hell. It is a time to ask, to make abundant dua. It is the month of where duas are answered and accepted. But what kind of fasting do I have? What is the category of my fasting? You know, there's three levels of fasting. The scholars have mentioned fasting of the general public, fasting of the elite bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and fasting of the distinguished bondsmen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And let's go through these briefly. And we'll have some understanding of what kind of fasting am I doing. Is it of the common people, the elite servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the distinguished servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does it mean when we talk about fasting of the common people? Well, the literal meaning of sawm, fasting, is to abstain. And in the terminology of Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, it means to withhold, abstain from deliberately eating, drinking, or having conjugal relations between husband and wife from Subh Sadiq, dawn, to sunset. This is the fasting of the common people. And then of the elite bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides abstaining deliberately from eating, drinking, and conjugal relations, to prevent all the parts of the body from committing sins. This is the fasting of the elite people. And besides these things, over and above these things, to stop oneself from every action and to completely devote oneself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Completely. That in every breath, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is remembered. In every step, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. This is the fasting of the most distinguished people of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So again, the question we have to ask, what type of fasting am I doing? Of the common people, the elite ones, or the distinguished ones? That we have to choose. We have to choose that what category I want to fit in. Dedicate your life. Dedicate your life to the obedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is the perfect time where we have that support, because you witness, you see that spirituality everywhere. Out of Ramadan, the masajid, many of them are not so busy, but Ramadan time, subhanAllah azza wa jal, you see an increase in the musallis. Many of those musallis out of Ramadan, they are absent for whatever reason. But Ramadan time, you see there's more musallis. When you are sitting for dua iftar, which we have in at our Madani Marakis and our Islamic centers of Dawud Islami around the world, subhanAllah azza wa jal. If you don't have a Madani Marakis of Dawud Islami close to you, and for Islamic sisters who will be opening their fast in their homes, join Madani channel. Watch dua iftar on Madani channel. Be part of it in that way, subhanAllah azza wa jal, to also create that spiritual environment in your homes. But for the brothers who are going out to our centers and are partaking in the iftari, in the dua iftar, subhanAllah azza wa jal, what an amazing feeling. Allahu Akbar. It's unbelievable. See, we need to treat this Ramadan that it possibly could be my last Ramadan. How ulama ikram have advised us, when you go to perform your salah, one thing, out of many things, but one thing that can help you to really focus and concentrate in that salah is to think, and that is a possibility, that this could be my very last salah that I perform. Because we don't know when, we don't know how, the angel of death is going to all of a sudden appear and then extract our souls, and then we are no more. So maybe this is our last Ramadan. Maybe this is the last fasting of Ramadan that I have. Maybe this is the last salah that I have. This is the kind of mindset that we must create. Things don't just happen. We need to focus, we need to create the mindset. We need to train our brain in this way to help us focus on ibadat, to help us focus on doing as much good as we possibly can. And what better time than Ramadan, than the present, than the now? So besides stopping ourselves from eating, even halal, whilst fasting, halal, we're not able to eat, drink, permissible foods during the day. But look at the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He still gave us suhoor, He still gave us sahri, iftari. But there are some people out there who have a different type of mindset, who feel that, you know, the whole day I was fasting, I was unable to eat anything or drink anything, so now iftar time, let me just eat till my full. And similarly, suhoor time, sahri time, hey, the whole day I'm going to be fasting, let me eat to my full. No, this is not the way. One of the wisdoms of Ramadan is so that we can feel the hunger of those who are poverty stricken, those who don't know where their next meal is coming from. If your child is fasting, if your child is hungry, even if they're not fasting, then, you know, we are told, don't immediately give them something to eat. Tell them, train them. You're feeling very hungry now? Imagine that child who doesn't have any food to eat. Imagine that child who does not know where his next meal is coming from. So they will link that hunger, they will link it to sympathy, thinking about others as well. I'm not saying starve your children. For a little while, maybe a few minutes, when they say, I'm really hungry, you know, I want food. So in that moment, and we can use that for ourselves as well, to sympathize and to also empathize. See, sympathy is one thing, and empathy is another, that you know certain Muslim is hungry, certain person is hungry, genuinely hungry, they are really poor. So one thing is for you to feel sorry for them. But shame, man. You know, they don't have any food, any money to buy food, and Ramadan time, they don't have anything to buy for iftar. Sympathy. But empathy is you go in there, you give them some food, and don't announce it to the world, don't advertise it. That's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine how happy that person will feel. How happy that person's children will feel that you provided iftari for them. What are the great and enormous rewards in providing iftari to a fasting person? Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. There are so many different narrations and ahadith with regards to providing iftari. We don't have to go very far. Believe me, if you search amongst your family members, you may find somebody that they're struggling. Charity begins at home. My dear viewers and listeners, before we give large amounts out there, in fact, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great scholar of Islam that is followed by millions around the globe, the founder of Dawud Islami. He advises us, before you give your zakat to Dawud Islami, look in your family. That's what he tells us. Look amongst your family members who is deserving and who qualify as recipients to receive zakat. Help them first. Then give to your Dawud Islami. Imagine, he's a well-wisher of the Ummah. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah is a well-wisher of the Ummah. To apply and revive the sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So look, you will find somebody. If you don't find somebody in your immediate family, check in your extended family. If you find nobody there, then most certainly in your community, you will find Muslims that are really struggling. Even the man is working, but still, His salary is going for the bills. To pay for the water and lights, to pay for the rent, to pay for his children's school fees. And he's left with little bit so he can survive on simple meals, simple food. Some people need to work two jobs, three jobs, just to survive, just to keep their head above water. Imagine if you help out according to your means, according to your financial capacity, you provide something. You know what? Here's a box of khajur, of dates for you and your family. Here's some drinkable water, purified water for you and the family. What you need? Tell me what you need. You need eggs, you need flour, you need sugar. Subhanallah. You don't need to tell nobody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. So as we enjoy Ramadan, we look forward to the iftari. Some people, they, you know, the pastries, different types of pastries are there, different types of dishes are there. So yes, I mean, while we enjoying it, but try to eat healthy. You know, because health is your wealth. And Ramadan is the ideal time to really, you know, give the bodies that break it needs. Internally, especially, for it to remedy in itself, to try and fix itself. But if we're stuffing our bellies with fried things, and only fried things, and only processed things, or ultra-processed things, then what benefit are we going to get? The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Sumu tasihhu," fast, and you will become healthy. Let's listen to another beautiful hadith that the one who serves water to a fasting person, Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, will make him drink from my fountain and he will not be thirsty until he enters Jannah. Oh, lovers of Ramadan, devotees of Ramadan, the excellences of Ramadan are plenty. There's so much of profits, spiritual profits to be gained. But who's interested in it? Who worries about it? Or we're just waiting, you know, when is Ramadan going to be over? Truly unfortunate is that individual. For those who are watching Madani channel, you'll see that when Ramadan is approaching, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, his behavior changes. He becomes extremely happy. And when Ramadan is few days left to be over, he becomes emotional. He starts shedding tears. You know, that Ramadan is going. Somebody just mentions Ramadan and he starts weeping. But if we don't see another Ramadan, and then you see the beautiful kalam, ajjil, ajjil, ya Ramadan. What does it mean? That, you know, come quickly, quickly, arrive quickly, O Ramadan. Because it is just full of blessings. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the narration, the blessed hadith, it states even providing water. If you can't provide a meal to a fasting person, provide some water. Provide a khajur, one date to a fasting person. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. That too, there is great reward in that. Allahu Akbar. And take full advantage of this month of Ramadan. If you don't have the finance to help with providing iftari to the masjid, to the poor people, to the poor Muslims out there, then what else can you do? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You know, Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not all of us have anything through which we may serve a fasting person iftar. Listen. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he replied that Allah Almighty will grant the reward upon the one who offers one date a khajur, a mouthful of water, or a mouthful of milk to a fasting person for iftar. It is the month, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whose first 10 days are mercy, second 10 days are forgiveness, and the last 10 days are freedom from the hellfire. The person who takes less work from his employee, Allah Almighty will forgive him and will free him from the hellfire. The one who serves a fasting person with a meal to his full, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will make him drink such a mouthful of water from my fountain that he will never feel thirsty after drinking it, and he shall enter paradise. Who does not want forgiveness? Who does not want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are living upon the mercy of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Who does not want entry into paradise? Think about others as well. If you really cannot afford even one date to provide an iftar, or part of the iftar to a fasting person, make dua. Make dua for them. Make dua for the ummah. Because don't miss out. Don't lose out. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, that the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated, in Ramadan, my ummah has been given five such things that were not given to any other Prophet alayhi salam before me. What five things? Listen to what he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. That when the first night of Ramadan arrives, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu looks at them with mercy. Whosoever Allah Azza wa Jal looks at with mercy, he will never subject them to punishment. What else? The smell emanating from the mouths in the evening because of hunger is better in the sight of Allah Almighty than even the fragrance of musk. Also, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angels, they continue to make dua for their forgiveness night and day. Almighty Allah orders Jannah, paradise, become decorated for my righteous servants. They soon will find peace in my home and blessing from the difficulties of the world. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, on the last night of blessed Ramadan, Allah Almighty forgives everyone. Subhanallah. We are in need, in desperate need for Allah's mercy, for His grace, for His forgiveness. But don't treat this Ramadan as many have treated it before. That we wake up in the morning, have our sehri, do our normal things, have iftar, don't even go for taraweeh salah. Which other time will you get to listen to the recitation of the entire Quran when you go for salah? Subhanallah. It's only Ramadan. Don't let it slip by. Don't let, you know, the desires take control. This is a time, one of the best ways to make it narrow for the ego, for the nafsul ammara, the desires, is fasting. So Ramadan, every day, 30 days you're fasting. This is the ideal time to knock the nafs, to overpower it, and to try and be the best version that we can as Muslims. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And then there's Laylatul Qadr, there's I'tikaf. Allahu Akbar. Those who are fortunate enough to spend those last 10 nights or 10 days of Ramadan in the masjid, subhanallah, those who are fortunate enough to experience Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to experience, to witness many more Ramadans, many more Laylatul Qadrs, many more Eid al-Fitrs, Eid al-Adhas, many more Jumu'ahs. It's about increasing and doing good deeds. Don't treat these days, this month, like any other. There must be a clear distinction that Ramadan is there. And you will get the support from the community. You'll see the messages on social media. You'll see the hype. Try to keep one, maybe some kind of label or ornament in your home. Welcome to Ramadan, or Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak. So that hype is created. We should plan our day. So we take out the maximum, we get the maximum benefit from each day of Ramadan. That okay, this time after Fajr Salah, or before Fajr Salah, let me wake up for Tahajjud. Because Seri time, see, when Seri ends, then Tahajjud also ends, Isha also ends, and that is the beginning time of Fajr. Don't wait for the Adhan, to hear the Adhan and then stop eating. No, the Adhan is for the Salah, Fajr Salah, not for ending the Seri. Alhamdulillah, there's Ramadan calendars that are available. Download prayer timings from App Store or Play Store. What a wonderful effort that Dawood Islami has put in for the benefit of the Ummah. It's a free download. You'll find the timings in there. You'll find the Salah timings, Dahwa-i Kubra, what some people call Zawal time. You'll find the sunrise time. Just put in your location and you'll get the accurate timings of where you are. And follow that. It's simple. So Seri time, Suhoor time, we're getting up. How about we read Tahajjud also? Imagine every 30 days we're reading Tahajjud every day. So like I'm saying, plan your time, plan your day. Inshallah ta'ala, by the end of Ramadan, that will become part of my routine now. 30 days, Tahajjud is there, Ishraq is there, Chasht is there, Awabin is there, giving sadaqat, reciting the Quran, reciting the Durood-e Pak, Istighfar, reading Islamic knowledge from authentic sources and scholars. So inshallah azawajal, this routine will be created, which should be extended even out of Ramadan as well. Subhanallah azawajal. Ramadan is spreading its fragrances of goodness, of blessings, of mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, take advantage of it. Sayyidina Sa'ad ibn Ibrahim Zuhri, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that my father, Sayyidina Sa'id Zuhri, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he would not partake in iftar until he would completely recite the glorious Quran on the 21st, the 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th of Ramadan. Then he would sit and he would reflect over matters of the hereafter. Subhanallah. He would do this between Maghrib and Isha Salah. He would also send me to call poor people at the time of iftar so they may eat with him. Allahu Akbar. Today we have, they call it iftar parties. Allahu Akbar. Be careful for this, that people eat to their full. There's intermingling between men and women, boys and girls. It's like a time of festivity and party. And then they become so full, they even miss the Taraweeh Salah, they miss the Isha Salah. Allah, but this is not what Ramadan is for. Our festival or our joyous day is the Eid, Eid al-Fitr, at the end of Ramadan. It's like a laborer, works for the month. When he gets his salary, he's overjoyed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So that Eid is a day of joy. Don't make Ramadan a time of entertainment, amusement, and wasting time. What must I do? I'm bored. Let me go and sleep. Or let me play games. This gaming culture is prevalent. Hours on end. Person thinks like, you know what, I'm just, let me waste the time in playing the games. There's so many things to be done. So much, you know, a person is missing out on. Because this is a time of good deeds. Ramadan is a month of forgiveness. Engage in dua. I'm not talking about a 1 minute dua. Quickly. I just want to ameen and I did my dua. You must be absorbed in your dua. It's a month of where du'as are accepted. It's a month of hope and mercy. We can learn how to value this month from the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at their enthusiasm, the passion they had to increase in their ibadat, in their worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to increase in reciting the Quran. You see, the pious predecessors, they had the habit of reading the Quran. And when they would read the Quran, they would not just read it to rush it like, hey, you know what, I finished my quarter, I finished my para for the day. So the focus is not on rushing and completing the para. They would take their time. They would, and today, mashallah, Dawud Islami has Kanzul Iman available. The app is available as well, Siratul Jinan, with the option of English of Khazainul Irfan, or rather Kanzul Irfan and Kanzul Iman. The English option is available there. Or get the hard copy of Kanzul Iman. Get Miftahul Ihsan, Tafsir of the Quran in English. This you can download as well from dawoodislami.net, or obtain the hard copies from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department at the bookshop of Dawood Islami. And once you start reading and understanding, because you would be reading the English translation from Kanzul Iman, and now you're understanding what messages my Rabb Azza wa Jal is telling me, what he wants from me, what is he ordering me, because the Quran is a book of guidance. And the pious predecessors, they had the deep connection and attachment to the glorious Quran. How connected am I? It's a question to ask ourselves. How connected am I to the Quran? If a person is unable to recite the Quran properly, yes, it is a travesty. It's really sad. Yet the person may have some degree in some profession, but not be able to read the Quran properly with the rules of tajweed, with makharij. We should be ashamed of that. But there are facilities to help us, to teach us to recite the Quran properly. Dawood Islami is providing it. Madrasatul Madina for kids, for teens, specialized classes for grown-ups. Even Madrasatul Madina online, if you visit QuranTeacher.net, you will find about 20 different courses that are available that you can enroll in. Start with the Madani Qaida course, Nazara course. These are the courses we should start with. So if you're feeling bored, enroll in a course. How to drink according to the Sunnah. You learn how to live your life according to the Sunnah. So there's lots of beneficial, proactive, productive things to do in the blessed month of Ramadan. Especially if a person feels that I'm feeling bored, what must I do now? Must I just go and sleep? Must I just play games? Or must I just go and do some of my hobbies or something? Keep yourself busy. Keep yourself busy with ibadat. But nevertheless, if you're tired, then if it's free time that you want to relax, catch a nap, even the sleeping of a fasting person, he gets reward. Because he is sleeping in the state of fasting, the fast of Ramadan. It's a special fast. And be absorbed in your dua. When you're making dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concentrate, focus. Don't rush it. Because you're communicating with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the solver of problems, who is the creator of opportunities, who is the opener of doors. If we feel, I don't have blessings in my life, I have this problem, this issue, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the adab, the etiquettes of dua. Because Ramadan is a time where du'as are accepted. Du'as are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this too you will learn in the various courses. How to make dua, how to recite the Quran, what to do and how to do it. Islam has the solution to every type of problem. And not just the solution, but very simple practical solutions that practically anybody can apply in their lives. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You know what else we need to do? For our own benefit. In the blessed month of Ramadan, strive to better yourself. Don't just be happy that it's a fasting of the common people. Remember those three categories? Fasting of the common people, fasting of the elite ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fasting of the distinguished servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strive for that. It may not just happen like that, but if you're striving for it, then either you will reach there through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or somewhere close by. What else we need to do is protect our organs. Ramadan especially, it's a time of training, of tarbiyah for ourselves to remove bad habits, to protect my gaze, my sight, to protect my ears, what I listen to protect my heart, my mind, my thoughts from drifting away towards evil things, to protect my limbs, my hands, my feet from holding or doing something evil with these hands or walking towards evil places with these legs. Because we commit sins, we are not angels. We are not prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are ma'asum. They are sinless and unable to commit sins. We are your everyday sinners. But we have to do our best. And what kind of other sins and indecencies that I should be extra careful in Ramadan? Not only Ramadan, even out of Ramadan, but especially in Ramadan, to protect my tongue from speaking lies, from backbiting, from slandering, to protect my thoughts from having jealousy, showing off, pride, arrogance, ostentation, to protect myself from holding grudges, malice, to protect myself from spiritual ailments. You see, spiritual diseases are actually more dangerous than physical diseases. The worst case scenario of a physical disease is that it will take a person's life. But for spiritual diseases, if it is unchecked and I do not worry about the protection of my iman, then worst case scenario, it could lead to the destruction of a person's iman. And then there's no hope. If a person leaves this world without iman, there's no chance of entry into paradise. Let that sink in. Think about these things. Let's now watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 153, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanusta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. O believers, seek help from patience and prayer. Whenever you are going through tough times in life or things are not in your favor, turn your attention to the Creator, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Offer salah and seek help. Once you adopt this method, you will see that the difficulties will turn into ease. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, as long as you are engaged in salah, you are knocking on the door of the king. For those who constantly knock the door of the king, the door is eventually opened. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحان الله عز وجل ما شاء الله. You know, this is one of the beauties of Dawud Islami, that there's always something to learn, whether you are giving dars or listening to dars in the masjid, in the home, or attending the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima of Dawud Islami, or traveling with the qafilas of Dawud Islami, or enrolled in one of the courses, or filling out and acting upon the nek amal, pious deeds. You'll pick up one thing, two things. Everywhere, you'll pick up something. You will learn something. And don't ever stop this process. Even in Ramadan as well, don't stop the process of self-development, of constantly developing yourself, of learning, of being that empty cup that is ready to receive more education and knowledge and information and wisdom and spirituality as well, even in Ramadan. Continue developing yourself. One of the other wisdoms and benefits of being part of this fragrant Madani movement of Dawud Islami is there are constant reminders. There is motivation. If you're watching Madani channel, Madani Mudhakura in particular, which is the number one program on Madani channel, you'll see for yourself how Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah keeps reminding us, keeps motivating us about bettering ourselves, even in Ramadan. That if a person has knowledge, then that will be able to protect him. As it is mentioned by the fourth successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, that knowledge is better than wealth. Because wealth, you need to protect it, and knowledge protects you. Think about it. If you have knowledge about the A to Z of Salah, of fasting, the rules of fasting, you can protect your ibadat with knowledge of it, whatever is necessary, and with good intentions. And even whilst fasting, be careful. Your intention must be clean and pure. Yes, increase in your charity and donation in Ramadan, but be careful that your intention is clean and pure. And we're not doing it to make people happy, for the pleasure of the people, that we are not people pleasers. And we have no expectation from any person, and rely solely on Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. Ramadan has entered. Take advantage of it, for it could be our last Ramadan. You look at the lives of Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan. You look at the lives of the pious people. Look at the blessed life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Read over the hadith and the narrations regarding Ramadan, spending in Ramadan, providing iftar in Ramadan, providing iftar to those who are unable to afford it. Keep going over those to motivate yourself to increase in your good deeds. The reward of good deeds is multiplied in Ramadan. In Ramadan, we have less of an urge to perform sins. The big shaitan is locked up. In Ramadan, we must be careful to safeguard our bodies even from committing any form of sin. Ramadan is the month of patience. Yes, they say that a hungry man is an angry man. But this is where patience comes in. You would be hungry for a certain portion of the day. So this is where we have to control ourselves, our nafs, the ego. Self-control. Ramadan is one of the best times for us to practice, to develop our self-control and self-abstinence. Because you are abstaining from food and drink and conjugal relations. So about controlling the nafs, the desires, fasting is the best way. Allahu Akbar. Fasting in Ramadan is such a great thing that every moment is full of blessings and mercy. As Ramadan is a month of blessings, a month of mercy, a month of forgiveness. Ramadan is a month in which our pious people would complete different recitations. They would complete the entire Quran, not just one, as many as they could. But you and I should strive to complete the Quran at least once. That's besides Taraweeh. That's your, this is now your personal target. That every day, and let me strive to at least one juz, one para, every day. I'll recite the portion, maybe quarter para, after Fajr, quarter after Dhuhr, quarter after Asr, quarter after Maghrib, or before. That's your one para. And Isha time is Taraweeh. And if you, this is where consistency comes in. If you're doing it every day, inshallah ta'ala, by the 30th day, if you read more, then before that. Because normally, the Huffaz, they try to complete the entire Quran by the 27th night, the night of Qadr. And pay extra attention to the odd nights of the last 10 days. Because the odd nights could be Laylatul Qadr. And majority of scholars mention that 27th is the most likely. But even after 27th, there's one more odd night. 29th. Try to do something extra. Maybe Salatul Tasbih. Some extra ibadat or adhkar. It's about, you know, when you know this peak investment spiritual period is about to leave. I don't know if I'll get this opportunity again. Let me quickly rush and, you know, whilst rushing, but do things properly with the correct intention. And don't rush it just to finish it off. No, this is where we should be greedy for doing good deeds. And this beautiful environment of Dawud Islami, it helps us. It provides that support structure, not just for ourselves, for our family members, our children as well. So be part and parcel of the success of Dawud Islami and do your best to fulfill the rites of blessed Ramadan. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of